Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 47. In this episode, I'll review an article about augmented renal clearance of antibiotics in critically ill patients, answer the drug information question for a patient with rash to penicillin that is 5 months status post TAVR and has 4 out of 4 bottles positive for gram-positive cocci resembling staph, what antibiotic regimen should be used, and share a resource I use to visually show the risks and benefits of tPA use in acute ischemic stroke. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode47. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community with other pharmacists from around the world, collaborating with each other using real-time messaging to help better care for patients. I invite you to join me and the many other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. Thank you to Pharmacy Monique for sharing this article with me. The title of the article for the show today is Implications of Augmented Renal Clearance on Drug Dosing in Critically Ill Patients, a Focus on Antibiotics. The authors are Athena Homs, Catherine Shea, Kirsten Roberts, and Mitchell Daly. And this article was published in Pharmacotherapy, November 2015. Augmented Renal Clearance, or ARC, of medications has been reported in anywhere from 30 up to 85% of patients in the intensive care unit, depending on patient-specific factors. This review article characterizes augmented renal clearance in the critically ill, describes risk factors, reviews screening methods and assessment strategies, and illustrates its effect on in vivo drug concentrations and clinical outcomes. The authors conducted a PubMed search that included all pertinent articles from January 1990 through April 2015. The authors state, there is a clear association between augmented renal clearance and subtherapeutic antibiotic concentrations, as well as literature suggesting worse clinical outcomes. Thus, the risk of underdosing antibiotics in a patient with augmented renal clearance could increase the risk of treatment failure. Discussed in the article is a weighted scoring system previously published for ARC. Patients get 6 points if they are 50 years or younger, 3 points if they are admitted for trauma, and 1 point if their SOFA score is 4 or less upon ICU admission. An ARC score greater than 7 is associated with 100% sensitivity and 71.4% specificity for detecting ARC, and this correlates with a 75% positive predictive value and a 100% negative predictive value. For more on sensitivity, specificity, and predictive values of medical tests, check out episode 23 at pharmacyjoe.com/episode23. Using the ARC score, the authors of this review article developed an algorithm for identification and assessment of ARC. In critically ill patients with a serum creatinine less than 1.3 milligrams per deciliter and either an ARC score greater than or equal to 7 or traumatic brain injury or subarachnoid hemorrhage, the authors recommend obtaining an 8-hour urine collection for creatinine clearance calculation. If the measured creatinine clearance is greater than 130 mLs per minute, the authors recommend using higher doses of antibiotics to account for the augmented renal clearance. Antibiotic dose recommendations are based on pharmacodynamic dose-finding studies in patients with augmented renal clearance and generally involve using higher doses and extended infusions, such as piperacillin tazobactam 4.5 grams over 4 hours every 6 hours, meropenem 2 grams over 3 hours every 8 hours, and cefepime 2 grams over 3 hours every 6 hours. For antibiotics that allow therapeutic drug monitoring, such as vancomycin and aminoglycosides, the authors recommend dosing at the high end of usual dose ranges and adjusting as drug levels require. I'd like to give a shout out to nurse practitioner Megan for asking this excellent drug information question. For a patient with rash to penicillin that is 5 months status post TAVR and has 4 out of 4 bottles positive for gram-positive cocci resembling staph, what antibiotic regimen should be used? My answer was vancomycin plus rifampin plus gentamicin. This patient met 2 of the major Duke criteria for endocarditis. That was 2 sets of blood cultures positive with typical organisms, staph, and no other obvious source, and a majority of 4 cultures positive. A TAVR is a transcatheter aortic valve replacement. This means we will need to cover our patient for prosthetic valve endocarditis. As nurse practitioner Megan astutely pointed out on rounds, the fact the patient had a TAVR tells us quite a bit about the patient's baseline state of health. Patients who undergo the TAVR procedure are considered either high risk or too sick for open heart surgery. This meant that treatment of endocarditis for this patient would likely be medical, not surgical. There are American Heart Association guidelines that can be used to help answer this question, and I have them linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode47. For prosthetic valve endocarditis due to staph, the recommended regimen is vancomycin plus rifampin plus gentamicin for the first 2 weeks of therapy. As Megan and I were discussing treatment options for this patient, infectious disease Dr. Phil came to see the patient. He decided to delay giving rifampin gentamicin until results of the transesophageal echocardiogram were available. The resource I'm sharing for this episode is a position statement on TPA for acute ischemic stroke from the American Academy of Emergency Medicine. This statement is linked in the show notes. On page 2 of the position statement, there is a visual representation comparing usual care of acute ischemic stroke versus giving TPA within the first 3 hours as per the NINS protocol. The colors green, red, and black are used to visually represent patients with a good outcome, poor outcome, and intracranial hemorrhage. I always use this visual aid when teaching pharmacy students and residents how to evaluate the risk versus the benefits of TPA. Listeners can support the show by shopping through my Amazon link at the bottom of every page of pharmacyjoe.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.